Blog Talk Radio.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are yours, righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are yours. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you. Give me your strength, teach me your song, shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. We shall be born again to be blessed in your love.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us.
When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And welcome to Deeper Truth this morning, today. And the feast today is Saint Joan of the Cross, the little princess of God. August 17th, 2023. An encounter with a shabby old woman, many dismissed as insane, prompted Saint Joan to dedicate her life to the poor. That might have had a start. For Joan, who had a reputation as a businesswoman intent on monetary success, this was a significant conversion. And she was born on June 18, 1666, and she died on August 17, 1736. And she was the founder of the Congregation of St. Anne of Providence. And then, here's the big story for me here. She had a vision of the Virgin Mary. Joan turned to God in her pain and suddenly received a vision of Mary, the Mother of God. Our Lady said to her, "Be consoled, my daughter," said the Queen of Heaven. "A time will come when you will belong to me entirely. A large group of young women consecrated to God will join you in serving me and proclaiming my praise everywhere." Joan walked away from this experience with heavenly fervor and a desire to persevere in her love for God. And she was born in France. She worked in the family business in a small shop near a religious shrine. From an early age, after her parents' death, she took over the shop. She quickly became known for her greediness and insensitivity to the beggars who often came seeking help. And that was until she was touched by this strange woman who claimed she was on intimate terms with the deity. And so Joan, who had always been devout, even scrupulous, became a new person. She began caring for needy children. Then the poor, elderly, and sick came to her. Over time, she closed the family business so she could devote herself fully to good works and penance. In 1704, she was joined by a few other young women who shared her vision of helping the needy. Thus was founded the Sisters of St. Anne of Providence of Chaumur. Her work was endorsed by noted preacher St. Louis de Montfort. And that's a heavyweight right there. And she went on to found what came to be known as the Congregation of St. Anne of Providence. It was then she took the religious name of Joan of the Cross. And by the time of her death in 1736, she had founded 12 religious houses. John Paul II canonized her in 1982. And she was beatified on November 8th, 1947 by Pope Pius XII and canonized in October 1982. That ain't that awful long ago, by Pope St. John Paul II. And her feast day is August the 17th. And downtown areas of most major cities hold a population of street people. Well-dressed folks usually avoid making eye contact, probably for fear of being asked for a handout. That was Joan's attitude until the day one of them touched her heart. Most people thought the old woman was crazy. Put Joan on the road to sainthood. Who knows what the next beggar we might meet do for us. And blessed Joan, duty bound to God, give me courage, you who left family and friends to enter into God's service, devout and valiant to uphold righteousness to the end, while being insulted and harmed by your enemies. And we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Christ died once for our sins, that he might bring us to God. We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. And Lord, we thank you for the lives of these precious saints, St. Joan of the Cross. And may her example be a model for all of us today, especially in our day and times. And we begin here by praying for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Well, we pray for all of these men in black, all these our holy Catholic priests. And here is a prayer coming from St. John Vianney. He's the patron saint of priests. Lord Jesus, we your people pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And St. John Vianney, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And think of how many priests have raised the dead when someone with mortal sin comes in and is given absolution. Oh, man. And St. John Vianney said that if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. That was from St. John Vianney. And that kind of fits with our story. When St. Joan of the Cross had that encounter with the Blessed Virgin Mary, her life totally changed. You know, if an old beggar lady could have an impact on her, how much more would the Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus, have that impact? Wow. And so the Catholic priest, always at your side when we fall. So we pray for our priests. And then also we pray children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And we definitely, and we pray for all of our children who are vulnerable. Pray for all those who are in most need of your heavenly aid. And we pray for our children. Children are a precious gift from God. So when the challenges of life come along, it's easy to fear for their futures. But praise God, we have the gift of praying for children we know and love, and those around the world who may be facing difficult times. Praying for children is one of the most powerful things you can do as a parent, or a care provider, or a compassionate Christian. And so, Lord God, we praise you that you are fully in control of all things. We pray, protect our children, keep them healthy, and help them to thrive. We thank you that you know every hair on their head. You know exactly when they rise and when they fall. Watch over our children in every area of their lives and keep them safe, we pray. And as well as praying for our children, it's great to make a difference in your prayers by remembering some of the most vulnerable children around the world. Praise God that we pray for all of them. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all the precious children in this world. We know they mean so much to you. We pray you would help us do all we can to protect and give them the start in life they deserve. Lord, we bring to you all of the wonderful work being done to release children from poverty. And we pray that you would bless every pair of hands that works for you. increase and bless their efforts in your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that all good gifts come from you. We thank you that we can trust you for the future of our family. You know, when we think of our children, our toddlers, when you go to Mass today, and you see all these beautiful families with their children, one of these days, those little toddlers are going to be asking for keys. So now is the time. Now is the time to prepare them along the way. And that is the truth. So, Lord Jesus, we pray as we pray for our priests.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children.
Yeah, we pray for our children. And a new segment that we're going to be getting here on Deeper Truth is, and I got this when I was at my last Knights of Columbus meeting. One of our worthy knights asked us to pray for a friend of his that had died. And I got to thinking about that, because here we are, we're praying for a priest and we're praying for children, but we need to pray for those who have recently passed, who had died. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. We pray and hope for our families, relatives and friends, and for all the dead known to only you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for all those who have recently passed. We love you, Lord.